Boris Johnson should reconsider Huawei ban following Trump defeat, threatens Chinese tech giant. By Kurt Zindelka on November 17, 2020. The vice president of Chinese telecom giant Huawei has warned that the United Kingdom cannot afford to keep the Chinese technology out of its 5G network, arguing that Prime Minister Boris Johnson should reconsider his decision against the company following the possible ousting of President Donald Trump. Huawei has expanded its efforts to reset relationships with Western powers on Monday, calling on the British government to return to its roots as the birthplace of the first industrial revolution, claiming that it was on track to lead the digital revolution by joining forces with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, Link Company. In July, Boris Johnson's government banned on Huawei equipment from its 5G networks pledged to phase out all Huawei tech from the country's infrastructure by the year 2027. In an interview with the left-wing British paper The Guardian, Huawei Vice President Victor Zhang said, "I hope the government will keep an open mind and, once they review the economic consequences, look to see if there is a better way forward." Zhang went on to claim that the decision was a political one motivated by U.S. perceptions of Huawei and not those of the U.K. "This is not really motivated by security, but about a trade war between the U.S. and China." He said that the company is hoping that tensions between China and the United States will lighten should Joe Biden ascend to the White House. This follows Huawei's chief technology officer Paul Scanlon saying that when there is a change in government, there is always the opportunity to reset relationships. Last week, Foreign Ministry spokesman for the Chinese dictatorship Wang Wenbin offered congratulations to the former vice president, despite not having been certified the winner in the election, welcoming the prospect of their old friend returning to power. The Huawei VP cited research from the London-based analyst firm Assembly, which he characterized as an independent third-party research firm. The report claimed that the decision to delay the 5G rollout by kicking out Huawei would have an £18.2 billion impact and therefore the UK could not afford to continue without the Chinese company. The research shows it will widen the north-south digital divide. In the north, the broadband carriage and speeds are already far behind London and the southeast. The delay in developing 5G will worsen the situation. The government is committed to super-fast broadband by 2025, and with this decision the objective of leveling up becomes unachievable, Zhang said. Contrary to Zhang's claims of independent analysis, Assembly's own website lists Huawei as one of its chief clients. Reform Party leader Nigel Farage said in response to the interview that this is the first warning sign that if Trump goes then China will continue their takeover. "Will our government resist? I doubt it," Farage lamented. Following the reports that the British government was planning on ousting Huawei from its 5G network, a Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece, the China Daily, released an editorial in May threatening that the UK will pay price if it carries out decision to exclude Huawei, adding that the decision would almost certainly result in a retaliatory responses from Beijing. Since the Chinese government has attached great significance to the way Huawei is treated overseas, and literally taken it increasingly as a test stone of bilateral ties, its reaction to such a decision should be easy to predict, the article threatened. Huawei has consistently claimed that it is not run by the Chinese Communist Party. However, the Trump administration warned ally nations, including the UK, in February that the company has the ability to create backdoor access for the CCP and its mobile networks in foreign countries. Further casting doubt on claims of independence from the Communist Party, a 2019 research paper conducted by George Washington University in conjunction with Fulbright University Vietnam revealed that Huawei is 99% owned by a trade union committee in China. Given the public nature of trade unions in China, if the ownership stake of the trade union committee is genuine, and if the trade union and its committee function as trade unions generally function in China, then Huawei may be deemed effectively state-owned, the report claimed. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.